Terry Crowley. Talked to him yesterday from Atlanta ahead of the Giants' loss, 8-1 loss to the Braves yesterday. Terry, now one run over their last 18 innings against the Braves. How we doing, man?
Doing well. Last road game of the season. Excited to come back home to San Francisco and wrap things up, Adam. So maybe Giants fans are disappointed in the way the team has played in Atlanta, but all I can tell you is that it's road game 81 and that all travel is coming to an end, and I'm happy to see that happen.
Yeah, I bet you are. Are we? Do we get that feeling kind of at the end of a season with a team, and you've been around these guys for a couple of years, where it's sort of that like last day of school feeling at the end of the season?
But yeah, especially on the last day of the season, you see it because they start the game an hour earlier. Players show up about an hour before the game, and they just get on the field, put their spikes on, and they go. I mean, if they're not in the playoff race, they show up, and it is that last day of school feeling where you're in the door and out the door. And obviously it won't be that way this year because of the Bruce Bochy celebration that's going to take place. They'll all hang around for that after the game next Sunday. But, yeah, you do sort of get to see that.
As far as Johnny Cueto went yesterday, clearly the worst he's looked in his three starts since his return from Tommy John. Looked yesterday like maybe he was having some trouble getting loose. At one point, he was stretching out his back on the hill, clearly missing up with the fastball and the breaking ball. He looked frustrated with himself. Did you get that feeling, or did you talk to him after the game?
Oh, absolutely. And that was the first word he used to describe his performance, was frustrated. He was very upset. Just didn't have any command of the ball yesterday, any of his pitches. He said, regardless of whether he was throwing the fastball, slider, and changeup, everything he threw was tailing more toward the first base side of home plate than it ever has. And so you saw him miss away a lot to right-handed hitters. You saw him miss inside the left-handed hitters. Five walks, that's just completely uncharacteristic for Johnny Cueto. And so he said his arm strength still feels good, which is always an important sign for a pitcher coming back from Tommy John surgery. But I think the Giants are thankful that that game happened when they were not contending for a playoff race, because, you know, you depend on Johnny Cueto to be your top of the rotation starter, one of your rotation anchors, and he just didn't have it at all yesterday.
Yeah, he did not look very sharp. Kerry Crowley with us ahead of the Giants and the Braves game three today. Logan Webb going to be on the hill for the Giants. He had a win in his major league debut, and he looked very good. We've seen flashes of this, but have not seen him put it together consistently. Did not look all that great in Boston. He walked five in his last outing. What can you tell us about Logan Webb and where the Giants are with him?
You know, I think that if the Giants were really contending for a playoff spot and they were still in the thick of the wild card race, we probably wouldn't see Logan Webb making starts. To me, he's still very much an unfinished product. I believe he'll start next season at AAA, and he could spend a large portion of the season at AAA if the Giants are off to a great start. But Logan Webb has so much potential, and he's on the 40-man roster, so it just makes sense to get a look at him right now and see what he can do, plus build his confidence against big league hitters, because he has three really solid pitches: his fastball in the low to mid-90s, his slider that can make swing and misses, and his changeup, which I think is his best speed offering. And so if you can have him find some success in the month of September, see that his stuff works against big league hitters, it's a huge building block for next season when they could be relying on Logan Webb in a more important role.
You know, I feel like after the 2000th win, and I may have said this to you yesterday, after the 2000th win for Bochy, it seemed like that was sort of the pinnacle moment, right? Like everybody was trying to get Bochy to that 2000. And then 2000 happens and you kind of go, well, now what? That's kind of what this series has felt like. Now what? You just got to get home. You do the send-off for Boch. But what does this game mean? What does the series mean? How do the guys get up for a game like this on getaway day against Atlanta?
Nothing.
Yeah.
it does not mean much at all. I mean, players right now are thinking more about how they can impress the front office and key decision makers for next year and kind of remind them that they can play an important role to a winning club. And it's very hard when your focus is not on making the postseason, your focus is not on getting your manager 2,000 wins or hitting some sort of a goal. And maybe, you know, you've got guys like Evan Longoria who can hit their 20th home run. Maybe individual milestones become a little more important for these guys to get them going. But, yeah, we've seen two of the worst games of the season the last 2 days from the Giants. And Bruce Bochy said that this morning. He said that he was really unhappy with the way things went. And so maybe it's just about stealing one win from the Braves right now. But, yeah, it's just, you know, there's not much to play for, and that has become very apparent in the product the Giants have had on the field the last 2 days.
Yeah, if you didn't know any better, you'd think the Giants were the team that was hungover yesterday from the champagne celebration 2 nights ago. I was kind of surprised to see a lot of the Braves in there yesterday. Were you?
Yeah, a little bit. I think that we've seen manager Brian Snicker do a nice job And it always helps when you've got a pitcher like Max Fried who can get out and can still look elite the day after a hangover game, like you said. But, yeah, I think we'll see Ronald Acuna out of the lineup today for Atlanta, and I think Freddie Freeman might be getting another day off. And so we're going to see these guys kind of go under that load management principle for the next few weeks. But he didn't give all of them the day off on the first day following the clinch, and that's probably a good move. Keep them competitive. Don't lose that edge. And keep a few guys playing sharp, and that was enough to blow out the Giants for the second straight day.
Look at you using the basketball terminology, load management, huh? What happened to rest? Happened to just resting a guy?
Well, LeBron has changed the paradigm here.
Yeah, you got to get your rest in where you can. Sometimes he's resting on defensive plays, too. Kerry Crowley with us for a few more minutes. I've been throwing this out to a couple of our guests today. If you're the Braves and you're looking into a crystal ball here and you're in the LCS, you're facing the L.A. Dodgers, Max Fried looked great yesterday. I know the lefties are important to have in your rotation against the Dodgers, though they can throw an entirely different lineup at you from the right side. Is Max Fried a guy who you think can slot in and start two games for them in a seven-game series? I'd imagine you'd go probably Keuchel just because of the experience and then maybe Max Fried. What do you think?
Ooh, it's going to be tough. I mean, because you're probably choosing between Max Fried and Mike Soroka, who's still in contention for Rookie of the Year. Keuchel's going to be the guy who makes two starts. That's obvious. That's why they went out and got him. But you're right. If you're looking at strictly matchups against the Dodgers, they hit right-handed pitchers much better. And you know, a right-hander, a young one like Soroka, could always get rattled. So maybe you try to neutralize them and throw Max Fried against Bellinger and Seager and get those lefties out as much as possible. And allow the Dodgers right-handers to try and beat you, because you do take guys like Jock Peterson out of the equation when you've got a left-handed starter on the mound, and that's important. So I think what they'll probably do is run those guys back-to-back and then see who fares better among Soroka and Fried in the first two starts of that series if they do play the Dodgers. And then maybe decide based on that.
Yeah, if it's a seven-game series, I feel like they, based on their record in winning a division, they wouldn't see them till the LCS, because the Dodgers are going to be the one seed, obviously. So my thought is, if you go Keuchel game one, you can throw him again in game five. You go Fried in game two, potentially, you can throw him again in a game six. Or if you've got Soroka game three, he'd be your game six or game seven. I'm with you. I think you could mix and match that, but I think that's not a terrible rotation against a tough Dodger lineup.
Absolutely, and that's to me what the Dodgers are going to struggle with this postseason is the rotation of the National League, because you look, and maybe the Nationals win that wild card game, they've got Scherzer, Strasburg, and Corbin, and that's not a group that you want to see in a postseason series. And I just think that the Dodgers, as we discussed yesterday, are not the juggernaut that they were in 2017 and 2018 in the National League. They've got a few more flaws. Their bullpen isn't quite as sharp, and it's going to be really fun to watch this postseason play out, because there's so much uncertainty this year as opposed to the last few seasons, when it just kind of felt inevitable that the Dodgers were going to win the pennant.
A couple more minutes with Kerry Crowley here. You see those comparisons, like from when we were kids, Kerry? The Braves were on, 14, 15 straight division titles, 16 straight, whatever that was. Would they get one ring out of that? I'm sort of feeling the same about the Dodgers, which is why I kind of like this juxtaposition against them and the Braves.
Look, the hardest thing to do is play October baseball year after year after year and not suffer as a result of it. The Giants were even-year champions because it's so hard to repeat in baseball. They didn't make it back to the postseason in 2011. They didn't make it back in 2013 or 2015 because you're extending your starting pitchers. You're extending your bullpen. All those position players are on the field for that much longer, and it's so hard to rest and recover in an offseason in a sport as grueling as baseball in the daily grind. And so, yeah, I mean, the further the Dodgers keep going without a ring, the better news it is for Giants fans, because all of a sudden, some of these guys are going to start breaking down. We've seen the Dodgers do a nice job of managing Clayton Kershaw, Walker Buehler's workload this year, Rich Hill as well. He was shut down for a long time with an injury, but, you know, these pitchers are not built to go deep into the postseason every single year.
Yeah, it's a beating on these guys, and it's why we've seen the importance of bullpens really become or come to the top of what you got to focus on in the postseason. Before we let you go, Kerry, your Arizona State Sun Devils yesterday, tough loss, 31-34. You get a chance to catch that one?
Just brutal. No, it ended around 2 a.m. local time in Atlanta, and fortunately I was asleep and didn't have to suffer through the misery of that. But they'll be back in the Bay Area next week, taking down the undefeated Cal Bears on Friday night at Memorial Stadium. So all of the good vibes produced by Bay Area football yesterday. San Jose State with the big win over in Arkansas. They're going to go out the window when the Sun Devils come up north next week.
It's always how you see it going down. Bay Area football taking down the SEC. That's how they draw it up. Kerry, we'll talk to you soon, man. Nice having you.
All right. Have a good one, Adam.
Later, Kerry. All right. Good stuff from Kerry Crowley.